Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I have my cohort here of Tracy Mahan. And we're so excited to be here tonight. I mean, it's been a few weeks. It's
been a few weeks, yeah.
A few weeks. Yeah, it's...
Somebody's been busy.
So I'm grateful that I'm here tonight. I'm very happy to be here. And I've been busy. You've been busy. We've been busy. And it's been crazy. But that's wonderful.
It's a good crazy.
It's a wonderful crazy. Yeah. And it's a very productive crazy. And so sometimes, you know, yeah, you just have to know where, you know, like what you can do and what you can't do, where to draw your parameters and your limitations and things like that. And it's like, oh yeah, that's coming out of nowhere. I mean, that's coming. I was not planning on this, but it's like, they're saying really like, maybe this is an important message. Somebody needs this.
Oh.
It's about taking care of yourself. I know I need this.
Who needs that?
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I know I'm always the one that needs it.
I could talk about that too tonight. So yeah, okay. Maybe we'll segue into that a bit.
Fantastic. Well, we can go ahead and do that now because that seems like to be a really important and insistent message.
Maybe we should start off with, I'm really grateful for the self-care that there now and kind of get the theme of the show in there.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say that. It's like our intent was, the theme of our show is to be, what are we grateful for? And because we're coming into the week for Americans anyway, the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's not in other countries. It's just here. Okay. I
did that earlier on my card reading. So I was like, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, to those that are.
You know, and sometimes I have to even remember where I am. I am in America right now. So it's like, yeah. And because of this, and let's remember, you know, the whole reason for the season. And you know, I know that's what it started about. That's the true intent of it is Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's what we're thankful for. So that is our theme and what we wanted to talk about tonight. But they're coming in like, you know how they do. They're just gangbusters and go,
How about yourselves?
You got to start, doing things that work for you.
It makes complete sense with the theme that I've had. Remember last time I said, what was your theme when I had a self-care theme?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I guess it's still a theme.
Still here, guys.
I think it's probably a major one for many people, and it's an ongoing one. It's a work in progress.
Are you talking about me again?
I'll point at you if you'll point at me.
Yeah.
And you know, and all that comes down to love and loving ourselves. And we always want to, you know, this is the season where it's all about love. Well, it's really hard to love if we won't love ourselves. And so I guess that's where this is wrapping around to, of being thankful. Wow. Being thankful for us, being thankful for ourselves and what we do, period. And then that will shine out because, wow, this is weird. I'm just going with whatever it is that's coming through. So it's kind of a roundabout way here of saying something. As we do for ourselves, then we're putting that out there and we're attracting that in others. We're showing others how to do that as well. And that's the best way. I mean, they're constantly saying, this is how you teach. This is how you show, you know, you do anything is by example. So the best way we can help other people is to first be very, very kind and helpful to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not always easy.
So tell me, how have you taken some self-care lately?
Let's start with you, and then we'll think about it.
Well, here's one thing I know that you did for yourself, and this is something you and I can do, and I love that we do this. you had gotten back from France, and I had messaged you and said, hey, I have some things I want to talk to you about, but how are you feeling? Do you need a night off? And you said, yeah, I kind of do. And so we honored that you needed, you know, you weren't trying to people please me, and I wasn't pushing you to people please me.
No, you were very kind about it.
But
and
you,
I think that's one of the first times I've done that. It was just like, yeah.
And yet I was like, you know, that makes so much sense. You've been traveling, and you know, that you come back, you're tired. You just got to catch up for a couple of days.
Yeah. And my tendency is to, well, people please, but push myself. And it's like, I can do this. And it's like, you know what? How about we rest?
Yeah. We want to be able to do this for a long time to come. So let's rest in between. Make it happen.
Yeah. But, and I think that, like you said, that's a very simple thing. It seems simple, but it's big as far as the body is concerned. The body does need its recouping time, and it needs. And so sometimes, especially, oh boy, they're coming in again, especially now with, I mean, and this is, keeps going on, all these changes that are happening, the vibrational changes and energy things, you know, we think, oh, we flippantly go, oh, yeah, here we go, another one or thing. But, you know, the body's adjusting to all of this, and it can be kind of a workout for it.
Oh, yeah. And so, I bet you the whole audience just raised their hands and said, oh, yeah.
You know, on so many levels, it's emotional, it's physical, it's emotional.
It's mental.
It's mental. It's emotional.
Might be emotional. Don't forget that one.
So
it could be emotional.
Not, I mean, but and physical, yeah, all these things are. And so we've got to allow ourselves, again, that's that taking that time. So if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling like, you know, I just don't know if I'm up to this right now, if I it's okay.
It's not personal.
No. And that, I mean, it's for the betterment of us and the world. So take the break, take a nap. It's okay. I mean, how guilty, do you feel guilty if you take a nap?
Not anymore, but I used to, and I'm like a little workaholic. And so it's like, if I go lay down, it's like, oh gosh, I didn't do this. Got to do that. Oh shoot. I forgot to switch the laundry. I forgot to mail that thing. I forgot to. Yeah. But not anymore. Nope.
Yeah. Good.
Although it has gotten better now that I start keeping everything on the calendar that I need to do.
Oh, yeah.
So then I know I won't forget. And that's so I make sure and I check and okay, yeah, that got done. That bill got paid. That although I don't have switched the laundry on there, but you know, whatever.
But that's a good idea. I should do that.
Yeah.
That might help.
I can show you how. You put it on the calendar.
Yeah, when something says add to calendar, click yes.
Yes. Too, please. Yeah. I started putting the kids stuff on the calendar too. Cause like my oldest one, I was like, oh, are you off work already? He goes, why don't you ever know my schedule? I'm like, son, I don't even know my schedule.
Exactly.
It's on the calendar. And my phone goes off when it's time to do it. And I go, oh, that's right. I got that going on. So
yeah.
That's one of the ways that I take care of myself now is I put things on the calendar. So I don't forget.
Yeah. And then you're not frantic. But like you said, it calms that part of the mind. Always go, I know there's something.
Yeah.
You know, because it's always looking. It and it's usually pretty good about it. Knows there's something. but this way.
It's foggy on what? Right. But yeah.
And these are really cool because these are not your standard ways of people, well, what are you doing to take care of yourself? What are you doing to love yourself? I mean, but they seem so simple, but these can be huge because it's like peace of mind, what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Peace of mind and taking time to take that nap or just go sit down and watch decompress to a funny TV show or something. As simple as that, you know? I had a friend of mine that she does reflexology, and I've been getting to do that like every other week. I've been getting to go in and have that done. And
I was going to say a foot massage would be good.
Yes,
there you go.
I know. And I started that addiction in Atlanta.
So, I know, it's wonderful. I haven't picked it back up yet.
I did. The universe said, oh, you like that? And then they sent me this wonderful person to do that for me. And then every other week that that we've done that. And then I had somebody that, oh my gosh, a long time ago, we set this thing up. We did this little trade thing, and I was supposed to get a massage, and I did a reading or something for her, and I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, in Mercury retrograde, she messages me and goes, you know, I still owe you. So I got to go in and get a massage. I had all kinds of pampering, and I got my hair done, and I'm like, okay, what else you got, universe? This is good.
Yeah, the bartering system's a good deal.
Sometimes, yeah. I can't do too much of it because then the bills don't get paid. But
that's true.
You know, when a massage comes across your plate.
Yeah, and you were saying, yeah. Yes. Hey, guys, I really like those things too. Really, really like them. Just saying.
But you know what? I've always been that person that would always put myself last, you know, so everybody else is getting those things. And I would always kind of be like, gosh, I wish I could do that. And then everything shifted. Now I have this amazing circle of people that I have amazing things that I do these things with. So it works out really nice. And, you know, I feel like the universe took care of me, and they're like, you need... Mercury was kind of kicking my butt with some emotional stuff. And I don't know if you remembered to put the emotional piece in there with the energy.
Yeah, they get a workout.
The energy, yeah. It could bring up some emotions. And, oh, my gosh, I was just sitting there like, woe's me, fetal position, you know. And all of a sudden, all of this stuff started showing up. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. And it does. It'll do that every once in a while. I'll go months and months and really not even pay attention to that, and then all of a sudden,
bam!
Yeah, it's like, girl, you've neglected yourself too long. Go do this, go do that, go do this, and it all shows up, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like when you take your car in for a tune-up.
Yeah, yeah, really, really, everything.
Although I do have to say, this addiction with the reflexology. Now I'll wake up and my feet go today, and I'll be like, no, no, honeys, next week, and then they get sad.
Yeah, they like it. They
do. If you guys have never had reflexology done, go get it done. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this gal, so it was a little bit different than what we did with that foot massage reflexology. So she'll hit the certain points, and I'm laying on this table, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my head's getting really fuzzy. What area is that? And she goes, your pineal gland. I'm like, oh, cool. And then she'll do something else. I'll be like, whoa, your third eye. And then she'd work on something else. I'm like, why does it feel like something's spinning around my stomach? And she goes, oh, I'm working on your liver or something. I don't know, something in the stomach area or whatever. I mean, she goes, you're fun. What am I doing now?
Like, poke, poke, poke.
Yes. She starts poking around. What's this area doing? Mm-hmm. And it was pretty accurate for the area I was telling her that I was feeling was the area she was working on. So
I would say that
was pretty fun.
It means you're really sensitive and you're really in tune with your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The compliment, she said, oh, you don't have a crunchy brain. I was like, what?
A crunchy brain? Okay, tell me about this area. I want to go check.
Do I have a crunchy brain? Anyways, I laughed when she said it. I was like, is that a good thing? She's like, yeah, it means your thoughts are nice and clear. I'm like, oh, good. And then she gets into something else. Oh, the lungs were another, because you carry grief in your lungs. And she's like, oh, your lungs are nice and clear, too. They're not crunchy either. I'm like, it's just her word for it.
Yeah,
but it was funny. Right, yeah.
Well, I know in my nursing days, I you listen to the lungs. There were crunchy lungs. So, I mean, you know, there'd be all kinds of sounds.
Rattly and...
But I never listened to the brain. So that's why I'm like, I don't know what that would be like.
Apparently it can be crunchy.
So that's interesting. So I guess that makes sense. I mean, that's what they're looking for, these areas that have blockages or, you know, things like that. And I guess that's what that's meaning. It's energetic, it's blood flow, it's things like that. So they're working on all of that.
She would get to she would be rub, and then all of a sudden she'd stop, just push. And I'd be like, oh yeah, that's something. Why does that make me want to jump off the chair and run? So, yeah. But yeah, so so much fun to do that and to see how much our body is connected like that. You know, here she is down at the feet and it's like the whole body's lighting up in these different areas. And that's always fascinated me. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there was some of my self-care.
Fantastic. I'm proud of you. That is so cool.
Yeah. I said yes to me.
There you go. There you go. I love that. So now we want to segue back into our gratitude. Thankful is another, that's where that Thanksgiving is. Like, and it kept coming to me all day, you know, how ahead of time, we think a little bit, it's like, well, what are we going to talk about? And what kept coming in was, remember, this is how you manifest. Remember, this is how you manifest. Remember this, you manifest from gratitude. And I mean, and the ETs, all of them, that's huge. That's their whole thing, is they want that, they're waiting for us to get to that place where we just do everything from the heart and from that love and gratitude place. And because that's how it works. That's how everything works. But then that's how manifesting works. And that's that whole level that we're going into. We are there and we go in and out of it. I don't know if you see sometimes it's like, oh, I was able to do that, but oh, then I went back. Well, it's because we're moving in and out, but it's little teasers, but it's also, it's a testing ground. It's showing us this is how you do it. So think about the times when everything was moving and working for you. Where was your heart? It was, you know, it was probably in that really cool, loving, thankful place where you love life.
Yeah. And I kind of refer to it like that childlike wonderment phase, you know, where when you were a kid and you're like, wow.
Yeah, the wide-eyed. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's like nothing's impossible. Mm-hmm. Anything is possible. And it's like, why not?
Why not?
Why not? And then because of that, then the universe says, why not?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's So just stay in that, you know, if you stay in that place and then have action behind it. So this is a little thing real quick on manifesting. So but that shows how this is so important. You know, it has its play in so many different things, but that is the key. It's really simple. We try to make it complicated, but it's not. It's, you know, it's just, what is it you want? What is it? What makes you joy? What really gives you your bliss and your joy? See, that gets you in that place.
Yeah.
And then take action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I found out recently that action is huge. That is such a huge part of this. You know, we think, okay, well, I just got to get my head right. I just got to keep, you know, I'm thinking on this level. I got to think in this dimension. I got to think in this. And it was like, you know what? Nothing was happening until I actually took physical action.
I kind of like the way that, keep that going.
But it was like it all worked together. Worked together, and it was very all important. But the biggest thing happened when I actually took physical action.
Mm-hmm. And then, sometimes timing is involved, and I think that applied for you as well. Timing, but you do have to take the action step to get there.
Yeah, and there was a trust there that I would know what to do when the time was right, and that's what happened. Is I finally kept wanting to take this action, but it never felt like it was right. And then all of a sudden it was like, just do it. I really had this urge to, you know what? That's enough. I'm doing it. We'll see. I think that's when it's time.
Yep. and you followed that. You didn't resist it. You followed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just trust all that. Yeah. And that's another one. Trust.
As we go off this way now, your pendulum is swinging.
You know, I don't ever, I have no outline here. You know that. No.
I always look at manifesting like the Peter Pan movie. You got faith, trust, and pixie dust, and you can fly, but you have to believe.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. You have to believe and you got to trust, and then you got to allow. And that's that timing thing, you know? So, but the trust, You know, it's so much to go, you know, it's like, okay, we get in our heads and we can be mental about it and we can do our physical stuff, but we got to trust. In order to take that physical action, there has to be trust involved there that you're doing the right thing for you.
Yeah.
And that's trust in you and trust in the universe. It's trust in tons of things.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like, if you want to stay in the place where you want to be shown first, and then you'll believe, you want to be shown first, and then you'll trust. You want to be shown, and it's like, well, I don't know, that person might hurt me. That one might do this, that one might, you know, it's like, that's that place of, that's that attitude. That's that place you're coming from, and that's going to create that. So if you'll enter into the place of trust, which ultimately.
You know, you made a good point, though. You can manifest both ways. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can. And so it's about how you're – so see, ultimately, again, see, it's taking care of yourself, like we're talking about. You take care of yourself, that takes care of the world. It really does.
Yes.
You trust yourself, the world trusts. Your world will turn into a trusting world when you trust yourself.
We live in a universe that supports us and loves us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my newest one, and anyone can use this if they want, and you just heard my stories about massage, haircuts, and foot, you know, the reflexology.
Right.
My universe spoils me.
Oh, I love that.
I am spoiled. The universe spoils me.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, I love it.
We're going to play in that juicy one for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I am so grateful that my universe spoils me. Yeah. Very good stuff. And there was even something today that was just so simple. It was so little. And I was just like, I'm so glad that that happened because, you know, it was just this little thing. And I can't even remember what it was. I know I was driving and maybe it was somebody was driving slow, but it made me slow down. And then I think I was able to actually, I took a moment and saw the mountain off to the left,
there you
know, Mount Hood out there. And I was like, oh, that's so pretty today because it was so clear. And I thought, oh, if this guy had been not, you know, being a turtle on the road, I might have been just more that, get there.
And
I wouldn't have just went, okay, I'm going to get there when I'm supposed to. And then I looked off and I'm like, oh, look at the pretty mountain. Then the whole idea of, oh, the moment kicked in. So
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Just enjoy the moments. I want to enjoy a little bit of a moment here.
Okay.
Because I was telling you earlier, we had some comments on our banners, and I just want to say hi to Anita and Juliet and Anna Clara and Christina and Joanne. And if I missed anybody, Lisa, you guys, thank you for commenting on the banners and showing excitement for the show tonight. And all of you others that are listening and all the QHHT community, all the practitioners. These guys are amazing people, by the way. Just hearts full of gold. I love it when a practitioner contacts me because I just know I get to talk to somebody with a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. And so hello to all of you. Yeah.
Yeah, we play in the best sandbox ever.
True. So true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love
I mean, just to hear people, like even today, the client that I had today, she signed up for the online course and has her intention. She has it all mapped out when she's going to take that. And she goes, I just want to do this because I want to help people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just melts your heart. It's like, yes. Yeah. And if you're listening, you've got this.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's our whole mission. Everybody's like, why am I here? Well, it's to help people.
Yeah.
Let it out of the bag.
And have some fun while we're doing it, right?
Absolutely. And the best way to help people, you know, it's like, and they've been saying, this is going twofold. I mean, you can actually do things in many, there's a lot of different ways to help people, but that's why it is. That's why we are here, is to help each other. And then, gosh, where'd my brain go? Okay. Yes. Come back here. The other thing that is said so many times, it's we're helping. It's like, okay, the different ones coming and stuff. And it's like, oh, you're here to bring energy. And it's like, okay, well, I want to know, what do I need to do to be of help to humanity and to the earth and bringing this energy and everything. Well, and it's so cool because it's so simple. Remember, the universe is always simple. It has such a wonderful grand plan, and it just makes each of us just little beacons of energy. And so just by being here, we are that energy that everything needs, and we just have to be. Well, but because we're humans, we like to do. And so, you know, that's, so we can't, I mean, we could just do our beingness.
I've had those moments. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Just being.
I'm just being. and so if you really, really feel like you need to do something, they have said, do whatever brings you joy. Mm-hmm. Do what brings you bliss. Find your bliss. And see, can you imagine when you're in your bliss moments and when you're doing what brings you joy and you do your passion? What's your energy like then?
Yeah.
That's how you help humanity and the world.
Yeah.
Doing that. When you're doing drudgery, you're doing what you don't like. What do you exactly? You're not giving any good, wonderful vibes to the earth and to the planet and to the humanity. It's that. And it's like, so let's all, so they're back to taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. I like that full circle.
Make a promise to ourselves to do what brings us joy. And I'm hearing right now, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have your whole life charted out. They're saying moment by moment is fine.
They won't let you chart out your whole life. I've tried. I've tried it.
They don't really let you.
Yeah. They're like, look, it's so cute. Tracy's trying to plan again.
Yeah.
Let's get in there.
Let's give her other thoughts. Scramble that plan.
Who's got the wrench? Oh yeah, let's throw it in. But yeah, I mean, how many times, I can't even count how many times where somebody has booked a day that, you know, they're going to come in for a session, and then like the day before, family emergency or something comes up and they got to move it.
Yeah.
Well, now you got this day that's open, and it's like, okay, I know you did that for a reason. And before, I used to be like, oh my gosh, now that day's open, blah, blah, drama, panic,
how am I going to live? How am I going to support everything? Whoa, no.
What are you doing? Now I'm like, oh, how interesting. You opened that day up for me. I wonder what you're going to bring. And there's always something. Always something. And I'll be like, sometimes I even tell the person that's contacting me or the thing that I go do or whatever it ends up being that happens. I'll be like, so you're the reason the other person had to move their appointment, huh? Yes,
so, exactly.
But yeah, it's, you just go with the flow. It always fills in the blanks for you.
Right.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you were saying that, I keep being reminded of these things, and that's where it's like, okay, I guess these are important things to say. It kind of goes like when you were saying, I say this now, and that's, but I feel like I need to preface it a little bit. So, because I have two things that I say every morning now, because of some things that happened. The first thing I say is, I wonder what I can create today. I wonder what wonderful things I can create today. And so that immediately puts you into that different frame of mind. The next thing I say is something that came from, it was like a little self-study. I just kind of, where we kind of go into ourselves a little bit and just look sometimes. And I don't remember what caused this to happen, but I was just asking a simple question of someone. And then this came, it just went, one thing led to another and this whole thing came out. It was a discovery I had of myself, of how I tend to look at things. And it's what I do in for preparation. You know, it's like, you know, when you have things going on and then you might, it's like I would kind of weigh things out, and we want to prepare ourselves for the worst. That way we know we're good. And that's how I would like kind of plan things and kind of look at things. It's like, well, if that's the worst that can happen, then I'm good with it. And that's kind of, you know, how I'd weigh things out. Okay, then I can live with that if that were to happen. But then through this discovery thing, I realized, what are you doing when you do that?
Right?
You know?
It's like, and I'm guilty. Yeah. That I was guilty of that thinking too.
And so, yeah, exactly. It's so easy to do that. And it seemed perfectly innocent until I really looked at it. And I was like,
yeah, what am I doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I shifted it around and it was like, well, if I was looking at that way, then how about I go to the other side of it and say, what's the best that can happen?
Yeah.
The best thing that could happen here in this situation, any whatever given. So every morning it's like, what wonderful things can I create today? And what's the best thing that can happen?
Yeah.
That shifts your whole vibration. I mean,
it does. Yeah.
To be have a crappy day when you're starting it that way. And then you're looking for what can I create today? What can I, you know, you are looking for those possibilities.
Mm-hmm. You really are. And yeah, that's wonderful. One of the things that I say to compliment that as well, you guys are getting all of our little affirmations, aren't you? Lucky. But I'll say, how can I be the best version of myself today too?
Oh,
that's
nice.
Another good one. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm being spoiled by the universe. I should at least present myself in a very nice manner. What's the best version of myself I can be today? Don't always think I succeed at that, but you know, when I get my little trigger moments, might not be the best version of me, but then I turn around and reflect on that, make it right. Maybe that's the best version.
Who's to say that might have been the best version in that moment?
It could have been worse, like your other. Yeah, we could have looked at how that could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. But there again, it's like, but you're prefacing and you're starting your day or you're starting your elements that way, and it's just guiding you. It's giving you a direction.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere. You can be anything. So, if that's your choice, be that.
Yeah. Choose to be happy. I know people think that's weird, but you know, you can't choose to be happy.
I have a little sign and it's happiness is a choice.
Yeah. So, yeah. You might be having a really bad day, but again, you know, one of the things that came up last week in the reference to a really bad day, which made sense because it's Mercury retrograde and it was really bringing up a lot of emotional stuff for a lot of people. And what came up in that was, even in those really bad moments, if you just pause and look for a blessing in that, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
And so if you even just take a really bad day and just look for the blessing, mm-hmm. the blessing could be that you have the capability of feeling what sadness mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. You have this wide range of emotions. And then you start looking at how expansive you are and how multiverse you are and all the different dimensions you can actually exist in and do simultaneously and really start expanding your mind. And then pretty soon you're like, wow, I wasn't thinking about that thing that's making me sad anymore. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, because expansiveness, you're in the big, you're in the macro, you know, where, you know, when you're in the minutiae, when you're in your stuff and you're usually upset or something, you're in the little minutia of it. You're within the forest and you can't see anything. So if you can get out there, you get the bigger picture. And
that almost always just puts a Band-Aid on it, doesn't it?
Well, it puts things into better perspective, probably. I hope it puts more than a Band-Aid on it. It's just like, maybe it's headed in the direction of something.
It might be one of those really cool Band-Aids with cartoon characters on it. Oh, you don't know.
That's a case. You're Wonder Woman. Superman.
Yes. Okay. Next show, you're wearing a cape. I actually told Julia I was going to get her a turkey hat for today.
Yeah, she even sent me some to purchase, and it was like...
Yeah. I sent her a link to Amazon. I didn't get mine in time, sorry to say.
Now, wouldn't you felt silly if I would have shown up with
a turkey hat and I didn't have mine? I'd be like, those darn mailmen, they didn't get me mine in time.
Imagine that.
Oops. But, yeah, I imagine you would have been a good sport about it. Would have worn the turkey hat, yeah.
I would have worn
for half a minute.
For a little while.
I do have to say I am missing the cat today. And if you guys have not seen that show, That is October 18th archive. Just so you know, October 18th archive. Go in and meet the office kitty, Q.
Yeah, Q. Yep.
Yeah. Did your lip ever quit bleeding?
Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
And we're thankful for Office Kitty Q. So
yes, yeah, she is a sweetheart. Jacqueline was watching it over my shoulder, and we were both just laughing because we just said she's out of control, she's out of control. And then I'm on there going, she's the sweetheart. And she is. She's got the sweetest face, and but she's got a little devil inside of her.
Yeah, she would just sit there and rest on your shoulder, and then every once in a while just lunge at your face and bite.
Yeah, I don't jump know what on. It was about. Maybe it's because it was moving. I don't know. Oh, I gotta get that.
So oh, her mouth's moving again. I should pounce that. Anyways, it's a great show. When the archive of that came out, I played it, and I kind of was playing it in the background while I was putting it on my website and stuff. And then all of a sudden I look over right at the point where the cat's lunging at your face. And I end up laughing. So then the kids wanted to know why. So it became a thing.
Oh. Lunging kitty.
Like, I watch what the cats do it, Julia, during the show. I'm so glad that didn't get edited out. Of course, it would have been half the show, but, you know.
It would have been a very short show.
Really short show.
It was good. Yeah. Like, you made an observation. You said, you know, it was a heavy topic and stuff. And so that was like maybe a way of lightening it. So it was like, so there's the gratitude there was that you knew what to do. Q knew what to do.
It was on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So what are you going to do since we're talking about taking care of ourselves and gratitude, and we've got the holiday season coming and we got listeners that are probably going, oh gosh, I got to go over to so-and-so's and do the family thing. Did I sound like Eeyore?
Oh, bother.
So,
oh man,
I have to go do the family thing. So, what do you recommend for people that are kind of in that place with family?
I get to go do the family thing.
Get to go do the family thing. All right.
You know, there will be a day when you won't have the family.
Very true.
Yeah.
Enjoy the family thing.
Enjoy the family. They keep shifting and and changing and everything, and the dynamics change all the time. So enjoy that you do have your family to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just that change of that one word of have to get to, I think that shifts a lot.
Shifts a lot. Yeah.
I get to, and I agree. Have to myself a lot through the day. It's like, okay, I've got to do this. It's like, no, I get to do this. So it just, you know, I think it's just little reminders because that's habit to do those things. And that's probably that, oh, bother, is coming from also a habit, you know, it's like, well, I've got to feel this way, you know, stuff. So,
yeah. Yep.
Remember, we picked these families.
Yeah.
We did, you know, and the people that we have, we have many different families and things, but the biological family, we were born into them. We picked them.
Yeah.
Usually those are our greatest learning grounds.
I have to say, oops, I've got a barking family. Hold on. You keep talking, I'll mute.
I mean, that's our huge, we learn so much, and that's why we put these people in our lives.
I was really happy with my choices because I picked a good family, but we hear lots of stories and lots of things. There's a lot of things that, you know, I can understand people not wanting to be around other family members. So,
right. Absolutely. And, you know, if you're already invited and you're going and everything like that, that's the get to, I get to go. If there are issues and maybe it's not what you feel like is best for you, you know, maybe it's not a nourishing environment, or it's not something that, you know, that, how's the way to say this? you know, that can be a way of taking care of yourself, is just say, I don't think it's best for all of us, you know, maybe we shouldn't be together. So it's, you know, there's different ways. That's, again, drawing your boundaries. Or maybe there's, maybe, you know, there's different ways of setting your boundaries there too. I mean, it's either don't go at all, or limited, maybe have limited time and space, or go to the other end of, I get to.
Exactly. I have to say, I don't know what the light's doing over there, but it looks like you have almost like this rainbow aura going on.
Oh yeah.
And every time you move just right, it, I hope it gets recorded for people that are coming into the archive and watching the video portion of this. You're going to see that rainbow hue coming off of Julia, and we'll just call it the rainbow consciousness. It has arrived. I'm just sitting here watching it going, that looks cool. Do you see mine? No. Yeah. That shadow back there. No. No. All right. Well, that's okay.
I haven't been looking for it either, so.
That's right. I'll tell you what mine is later.
So what, I feel like, I mean, I can't believe this time has gone by this quickly. But I wanted to, I mean, we've really been talking gratitude and everything, which is wonderful, and being thankful. But I want to thank you, Tracy.
Oh.
You are, hey guys, we wouldn't have a show without Tracy because she makes sure I get here.
This is true.
She pushes me. She makes the banners. She's fantastic. And thank you. And you're wonderful to work with, to play with.
And to play with. Yes, we have the best of times playing. And I am grateful for you for the opportunities that you have given me. And you know what all of those are. So, we had a moment.
And
I love you.
I love you. And all of you out there, like we were saying before, I mean, this sandbox that we have created is just magnificent and welcome. Thank you so much for being in our sandbox.
Yes.
I am so grateful for you. I am grateful for my family. You know, like we're talking about things going on, things happen and stuff like that. But I love what I'm learning. I really love what I'm learning, and I couldn't have learned it in any other environment. So
no,
that's huge.
I said the same thing today. You know, we were talking about jobs and different things about what to do with life and what direction to go. And that was part of the idea behind the appointment. And I was like, it just gets me thinking, I'm like, gosh, I don't even know where I would be without this. I can't imagine my life without it.
Yeah.
And I just can't, you know, at this point, I would never want that to be part of my reality. And it won't be, because I have this. We're playing in the sandbox, lady.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, there's no reason to stop.
No, we're going to make a giant castle and everyone's invited.
Oh, I love it. Oh, then the sandbox is on the beach.
Yeah. All right. It's getting better and better.
I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
Very nice. All right. We should have a big sandcastle building contest on the beach.
What would your sandcastle look like?
Well, I like to make the drippy sandcastles. Have you ever heard, you know, you go get a bucket of water and you put the sand in it, and then you grab a handful of sand, you just drip, 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 and then it makes this kind of drippy mold. Oh my gosh, they're so fun to make. It's almost therapeutic. You just, you know, you got your bucket of water, you put the sand, you put some sand in it, you just grab the wet sand, and then you just let it run off your hand, and it starts to build up, and you just make a castle out of that.
Wow.
And so when the kids and I go to the beach, I'll be like, anybody want to make a drippy castle with me? So I don't know if that's just my term for it or if there's an actual term for it, but I just call them drippy castles. So you would get the drippy castle with me because it's very therapeutic.
Sounds like it.
It's a good day. I'll have
and
to show you something.
It's also not planned. It's also, it comes out however it's going to be, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like you can direct it just a little bit. That would be it. It's like, I'm going to do it this way now.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of fun to make the drippy castles. So
anybody out there make any drippy castles? I've never heard of it.
I'm telling you, we're just going to have to go to the beach.
I just heard of the ones. I've just seen the ones where you put the sand in the bucket and then you pack it in there and turn it over and then you, and that's it. Or you maybe make blocks or something, kind of like what you do with snow. You know,
true. Like, yeah, you can do those. I always get frustrated with those because I flip them over and then I get like this perfect mold and then one of the corners falls off and then I'm like, no.
Yeah. I'm just trying.
And then I sit there and go, oh, was that the best version of me I could have been today?
And was it? It was until the castle started falling apart.
I do not feel spoiled when my castle's falling apart.
Just let me have my moment. That's okay, too. That is okay to feel those emotions and have those moments.
It sure
is. Don't wallow in them. Don't stay there. Do it.
It's when you kick the rest of the castle down because you're mad. Maybe not that moment, but.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we think, you know, to be the best version of ourselves or to really be in this high vibe state, we can't get upset.
Oh, so untrue.
Exactly.
We are human and we are here for the duality. Mm-hmm. Let's ride that wave too.
And that's where we learn. That's all that stuff. And there's so much wrapped in emotions, you know. So if you're in them, then look at what it's trying to teach us. So yeah. Go there. But feel the emotion. It's okay. Do not start beating up on yourself because you have them. That's the human part of us. And that's why we came to Earth, to be human, so we could experience that. Because that's, we can't get that in other places.
No. No, it might be blissy in other places, but, you know, eventually you got to experience other things.
Yeah, the gamut of emotions that we have here, the extremes.
It's the buffet of emotions.
The grand buffet.
Grande. Grande. I heard we have more species here than anywhere else, too. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
I don't know either, but we sure have a lot.
We do. Yeah. Mm. There's that. Okay. So,
I'm just, hey, it's me, right?
I'm not you.
Because this is what I do, but I love my life.
Yes. I love my life
and I love what I'm doing and I want to do more.
I kind of love your life too. Yeah. I get kind of confused sometimes which one I like better. And I'm like, oh my God, she's over in Paris. Wait, they're going to Egypt. I love your life. I know you guys have a bunch more classes coming up. Should we squeeze that in before we talk too long?
Yeah. Great idea. And you mentioned Egypt, you know, so yeah, we just got back.
You're welcome.
So, and Egypt is coming up just in like a little over a week. Well, I guess 2 weeks, maybe. I don't know. But it's the 5th of December, we have our level 2 class, and we have a 3-day, lots of fun, high vibe reunion over there and excursion where we're going to all get together and go out and see the pyramids and ride camels. And, you know, after Morocco, oh my God, I love camels.
Julia is in love with the camels and she's trying to figure out how to get one home as a pet.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I can do this. The plane will let me put.
Now, let me ask you, if you had a camel as a pet, would you find a way to make like a little doggy door for it so it could come in?
Then we'd have to knock on the door.
Imagine waking up to the little camel head laying on your bed with you. Anyway, go ahead. What other classes are coming?
Okay, so then that's December. I'm trying to remember. Okay, because we don't have all these posted yet. We do have Miami posted, and that's in February, March. Because that's, who doesn't want to be in Miami at that time?
I don't know anyone.
Right. And everyone. We'll be doing the whole gamut of classes there, level 1, level 2, level 3, everything. Yeah, so yeah. If there's anything.
Some of those are already filling up, I understand.
What was that?
Some of that's already filling up. So yeah. Get over there. Check it out.
Absolutely. And then let's see, March, April, May, we're going to be in China, somewhere in there. And then we're going to South Africa. We'll be doing a safari.
Stop. Wait a minute. I have to take my earbuds out. I can't hear that part. because that is one of my bucket list things. And South Africa. Okay, I'll just put it on there.
All of these are bucket list things. So
they are all bucket list things.
Yes, that's why we do
the safari. Yeah, that's always been one of my dreams. Go to do a safari in South Africa. So, and we'll do a shout out to Lisa in South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Lisa. And then let's see. Then we'll be in. Sarajevo, Bosnia, the Bosnian pyramid.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a wild ride. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's supposed to be an older pyramid and probably more, but anyway, at least one than the ones in Egypt. So, and really? These aren't as controlled, or this one isn't as controlled as they are in Egypt. So,
a little more freedom, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. and they're, you know, they're newer in their excavation and all of that, those things. And it's, I think if I understood it correctly, it's privately owned property. So this guy's, really? Yeah, it's not government controlled and government owned. It's like this, and he's done all this work and discovering, and he wants people to experience this. And so.
Wow. That's so the right kind of people to get a hold of that.
Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah. And then later in the year, we're going to go to Bali.
Yes, I'm aware of that one. Bali. So why do I always see Kaya in my head when you say Bali?
Oh,
like I can almost see him dancing or something.
Oh, yeah, because that's what he does. That's him. Bali is in him.
How many lifetimes has Kaya had in Bali? Mm-hmm.
That must be. Well, I bet that's what we're doing is we're going to all his lifetimes. But they're good.
They're good lifetimes, man.
Yeah.
The universe has spoiled him with all these wonderful lifetimes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. But if you want to be spoiled, come on with us.
Yeah. It's time to get spoiled. Before,
you know, if you can join us. You don't always have to be in a class. I mean, they're part of the class, these things are, but these events that we do alongside you can come to them and just be with us.
Yeah.
We love it. You know, the more, come on. And we love your energy. We love, you know, all these like-minded souls. These are fantastic places to go to and experience these things.
Yeah. Together. Yeah. I can't imagine the energy that you're going to experience in Egypt with that group. Yeah. I mean, I've met some of the people that are going on that. So yeah, that's going to be extraordinary. It's going to be explosive. Yes.
Boom. Well, that's a whole new thing. Mind blown. Yeah.
Mind blown. Yeah.
How about just life blown?
There we go. Blow you right out of your sandbox and then right back in because that's a great sandbox.
It's a wonderful sandbox. How about we'll just go sailing in the sandbox?
Yeah. There you go. Bring it with you.
Skyrocket.
Love it. Well, I'm grateful that QHHT has had the opportunity to move all over the world and touch lives everywhere, and practitioners everywhere, and people expanding everywhere.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's so much fun to watch and be a part of it. It's mm-hmm. I'm truly honored, truly, truly honored to be. That's what I'm saying. I love my life. I love that I put myself here. You know, whenever I was planning things, I like the plan I made.
Yeah.
The other side. So
in hindsight, the resistance that you put up in the earlier years maybe would have went away. Yeah. Exactly. And isn't that the way it is? So why don't we just all learn from that? The resistance we're putting up towards whatever we're being pushed to, let go of it. Because look, hindsight, every time you're going, oh, I wish I would have done that sooner.
Yeah. Well, it always happens in the right time, but it's like, if you just know that you are going to someplace that's good, you know, it's just that helps you to let go of the other and enjoy it.
You know, do we have time for that? Because you said let go of the other, and we really are in that time frame right now. We are moving into 2020. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. And so to get into this new energy, we are so many of us being asked to just release and let go of some things. And some of those are relationships, some of those are jobs, some of those are where you're living, whatever it might be that you're being asked to let go of.
Right.
It's right here. We're here telling you, trust it. Trust it.
Trust yourself. Trust yourself to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Just, yeah, and then the sooner you will let go and keep letting go, because we have a tendency to let go and then,
Didn't quite. Yeah, you got that little helium balloon, and just as the string moves past your hand, you grab it again. Yep.
Yeah, but if you'll, gosh, and we are out of time, but if you'll just remember that this is a visual I was always given when I was being told to let go before. I realized I was hanging on for dear life, and I had white knuckles. I was hanging on. Then I looked etherically at what is my hanging on to, and it was like a buoy in the water. And it was like, and then I said, what would happen if you let go? I'm in the water. I would float.
In a float.
You'll be supported. Yeah. You will float. And so I had to keep remembering that. It's like, just let go. It's okay. I'm supported.
Yeah. Not always easy, but.
Oh my God, no.
It's worth it.
At all. So I love you.
I love you.
And I'm so thankful. And TracyMahan.com.
TracyMahan.com.
JuliaCannon.com.
And come find us on YouTube also. We've got YouTube channels.
Absolutely.
That are going.
And QHHTOfficial.com. I love you all. I wish you a wonderful night and a fantastic Thanksgiving if you're in America and you observe that. So be thankful and just think about what it is you are grateful and thankful for.
I think I'd be really grateful if you'd sign this off with a turkey call.
Gobble, gobble.
I love you. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Love you.